vaccines during pregnancy across the U.S., there's a surge of expectant moms testing COVID positive. Health officials now urging moms to be vaccinated, but not all are willing to roll up their sleeves. News Asian correspondent Janelle Fort live for us tonight. So, Janelle, you spoke to one new mom who says she regrets not being vaccinated.
Yeah, Nicole, you know, we've been hearing about how the Delta variant is hitting pregnant women especially hard. So one woman says that after getting a severe case of COVID-19 in the middle of her pregnancy, she now has this warning for any expecting moms.
Melissa Cedeno is today the happy and relieved mother of a brand new 10-pound, 2-ounce baby boy, Wyatt James. Relieved because not long ago, she wasn't sure if she or the baby would live to see this day.
Hey, moms and moms-to-be.
The Florida mom shared this video to her mommy group.
I'm on my way to one of my last appointments.
After two miscarriages, when Cedeno got pregnant this time, she was reluctant to take any risk.
I was worried about what was in the vaccine and how it would affect the baby and myself, and I just wasn't sure.
But then, at 25 weeks, she got COVID. She ended up in the hospital for 6 days, pumped full of all sorts of drugs to keep her alive.
I ended up pumping my body, and therefore the baby, with everything from Tylenol, Robitussin, steroids while I was in the hospital, antiviral, anti-clot, albuterol.
Nationwide, doctors say the Delta variant is hitting pregnant women hard.
It's very scary to see these patients, you know, gasping for air, really trying to, you know, get better so that they can, you know, have this happy outcome with their babies and their deliveries.
Many even dying before they get to see or hold their newborns. In Mississippi, the state health director says in the last 4 weeks, they've lost 8 mothers there. Their babies all survived, but will now grow up without moms.
It's been a real tragedy.
The CDC urges all pregnant women to get vaccinated, and that studies show it's safe for both mom and baby. But so far, fewer than 25% of pregnant women have rolled up their sleeves. Cedeno wishes she'd taken that advice.
If I could go back and do it again, I would have gotten vaccinated the first minute it was available for me.
Now, one thing we've learned today is that some doctors in Mississippi are now shifting their care to ask expecting mothers on every visit whether or not they're vaccinated. And despite the CDC's recommendation and the American Board of Gynecology's guidance, the messaging isn't getting to everyone who has questions. So the health department in Mississippi just released a new alert to providers there.